Here we go from JMI Wealth, Tuesday morning. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
So tell us about Toot Tilt. They're sold and Infratil's involved.
Yes, it was a big deal that was announced yesterday, and this gave our local market a good boost. I mean, we're probably expecting a positive session, but this announcement is certainly improving the mood for a Monday, Mike. The NZX gained 1.33% yesterday, 165 points, so all very good. So what happened? Right, we need to do a little bit of background here. The main, with this all involved a company called Tilt Renewables, the main shareholder of which is Infratil. Now, you may or may not recall that local infrastructure company Infratil was the subject of takeover activity late last year, I think it was December. Infratil rejected those takeover proposals. And what they said at the time, that there was more value in their assets that was being recognised in the takeover proposals. Now, at the same time, interestingly, they announced a strategic review of that holding in Tilt Renewables. Now, this all came to a head yesterday. So first of all, who are Tilt Renewables? They're a developer, the owner and manager of renewable energy generation assets in Australia and New Zealand. So here in New Zealand, they own a range of wind farms across the Tasman. They've got solar and wind as well. As I said, Infratil's the main shareholder. Mercury, the local generation retailer, they're the second main shareholder. They own just under 20%. So what's happened is we've got a thing, a fairly complicated thing called a scheme implementation arrangement or agreement. And what it actually means is the Tilt's Australian assets will be sold to a company backed by Australian firm AGL, that's called Powering Australian Renewables, and in New Zealand, Mercury will buy back all the wind farms in New Zealand. It's big numbers, $3 billion deal. Infratil will take $1.93 billion for their stake in Tilt. That is double the value of the asset that was in their books prior to the strategic review, so very much justifying the position they took by refusing that approach from Australian Super. Of course, it's all very topical at the moment, isn't it, Mike, with the move to renewables and power generation. All three companies saw their share prices lift. Tilt, Infratil and Mercury, the share price all went up. Mercury now have a fairly diverse range of renewable energy assets. They've got hydro on the Waikato, they've got solar, geothermal, now the big wind footprint. Mercury will need to fund a little bit of the balance of buying these assets back. They're going to do that this week through a deal that's called a green bond. They'll raise a couple of hundred million there.
Nice stuff. Now, immigration, let me guess, a lot of New Zealanders came home and not a lot of other people turned up.
Yeah, look, some interesting stuff going on in these migration numbers. Not unexpected, but nevertheless interesting. Before we look at the details, I do just want to highlight why these numbers are relevant and important. Because basically, Mike, for years, and to put it in very simplistic terms, we have imported people. And these people provide a key ingredient into growth in New Zealand. So they fill jobs we aren't too keen on or we don't have the skills to do. They provide demand. And the economic performance, our economic performance is fairly accustomed to this influx of people every year. And the fact of the matter is it's stopping. So what we're seeing is COVID-19 and the border restriction create changes to these very well-entrenched migration patterns. For many years, New Zealand citizens tended to be net leavers. So we have the movement of New Zealand citizens has always been a negative number, but we import non-New Zealand citizens. Now, for the first time in many, many years, it's all switched around. And not only has it switched around, but annual net migration is declining very rapidly. So annual net migration of New Zealand citizens has exceeded that of non-New Zealand citizens for the first time since citizenship data started back in the late 70s. So we had about 33,000 net gain for the year to the end of January 21. The thing is, Mike, that's all front-loaded. If we look at the last 10 months, that number drops to 6,500. And if you think there was a flood of expats, that hasn't actually been a flood of expats. So the actual number is fewer in the year coming. This is in the year coming to Jan 21. It was fewer than in the previous year. So what we have to figure out now, Mike, is how does that economic wave ripple through the economic picture over the next couple of years?
Great insight. Well done. What are the numbers?
32,809 on the Dow, up 30 points. S&P 500, 3944, up 1. And the NASDAQ, 13,349, up 29. FTSE 100, 6749. The Nikkei, 29767, up small. The Shanghai Composite, down small, 3419. The ASX 200, up 6, 6773. The NZX 50, we already said we had a great day, closing at 12,592. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, 0.7185 for the Kiwi against the US. 0.9287 Aussie, 0.6026 Euro, 0.5173 quid, 78.43 yen, gold trading at $1,729, and Brent crude $68.85.
Yeah, but good one, mate. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.